I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode on Hey Spirit. Today, I had the pleasure of sharing my gift with Alyssa and Dennis. Today's episode, what I love about their experience is what a validation of no matter how soon someone is gone, they are still with us, giving us signs, symbols, and validations that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world. And really encouraging us to continue with our plans and our life dreams. I hope you guys all have a terrific week and you all enjoy this week's episode on Hey Spirit. God bless. Well, it's very nice to meet you both. I first want to just thank you both for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you today. I do consider it an honor and a privilege to do what I do. And I want to thank you for allowing me to share my gift with you today.
We thank you.
The way that you heal and grieve, no one's right, no one's wrong. So I might be looking at you, Dennis, and you might say, oh, I don't feel that way. But Alyssa might go, oh, that's me. Okay? So don't be afraid to, quote unquote, interrupt.
<I'll admit>
Yeah, don't be afraid to admit. Well, don't be afraid to own up.
Yeah, well, we're Italian, so that comes
perfect.
Easy.
Okay, good. Well, you know what happens sometimes? You know, I find it interesting. Some people, they could be very outgoing, talking, and then in this moment, I mean, this is such a intimate, emotional moment. It's almost like sometimes we become a deer in headlights, and we don't know what to say. And it's almost like, and some of the things that they have me say is kind of like, whoa, it's like mind-blowing. That we're lost for words. So
yeah.
I am very excited to see what your loved ones are going to share with you today because I can feel this excitement inside. Like, it's almost like I feel like they're telling me, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. But I love that because sometimes that's the way you feel or them. Okay, so I'm going to say something interesting. Dennis, is your dad departed? So yes. Know that your dad is stepping forward first. And he literally looked at me and he goes, Teresa, I'm not supposed to show up today. They didn't think that they would hear from me. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So know this is what, now, did you just get like a goosebump or like a chill?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to know that that was your wife's soul that just moved through you. Did you lose your wife?
Yes.
Because I looked at your dad and he said to me, he said, Teresa, this is the only gift that I can give my son in this moment. And I want him to know that his most precious gift is safe with us on the other side. And I am so deeply sorry for their loss. The family didn't deserve to lose her.
She never met him here on Earth, so, you know, for them to be together means a lot to me.
And something, Dennis, you never expected.
No. No.
What a beautiful gift in this first 2 minutes of your reading. Mm-hmm. What a gift. And I
thought you were going to make me cry later, Teresa. I didn't know it was going to come this fast.
Well, can I just say, Dennis, I'm over here crying and it's not even my reading. But now I understand the excitement. But I felt, Dennis, that was your wife and Alyssa. And then, unfortunately, this is your mom that passed. But I felt this excitement of her, like she was busting to come through. But then this moment of your dad saying, I want to give you the greatest gift because this is the only thing that I can give you. Because I couldn't be there for you so many times during your life when you needed me the most. And he says, and for that, I am sorry. And I'm going to say this, your dad, I never heard a soul like, it's almost like he's so like forceful with this, like, you know, she was too young to die. Like, it's almost like I feel like his anger and frustration of her death is like he's coming through with it. Meanwhile, he never met her here in the physical world, but he's like has this argument with me like, Teresa, she was way too young to die. Oh, when you talk about only the good die young, she is the epitome of that. This did not deserve to happen to her. And it is not fair. And I feel like your dad is like arguing this. And I looked at him and I said to him, I said, I've never had a soul that would do something like that. And he says, I was not able to be there for my son the way that a dad, the way that a son needs their father. He says, and I loved my son. But I didn't have the time to give him what he needed from me.
It's true.
And he said, this is the only thing that I could think of. This is your wife. Are you done yet? Are you going to let me talk or do I got to stay around here all day? Because now I feel like she's like, oh, this is very nice. But now she's like, all right, enough. This is enough. Move to the back of the room.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that would be her personality, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's almost like, it's nice to meet you. I appreciate it. Now get the freak out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that would be her. Yes.
Did she go very quickly? I looked at her and she goes, oh, she goes, I don't even know where to begin, Teresa. She goes, the whole thing is like a blur. It's like this tragedy that just struck my family. And it's almost like, I almost feel like I still can't believe she's gone. I still can't believe this happened. And I feel like I'm on this hamster wheel of this is the emotions that I go through every single day.
That's exactly what it feels like.
Wow.
Yes. Exactly.
She's funny. She goes, all right, so can you stop asking me when you're going to get off the hamster wheel? She goes, I don't know. She's tough. She's tough but funny, right?
Yes, that describes her perfectly.
But what I love what she has done was validate how, and I'm not even going to say you, Dennis, I feel like how you all feel.
Yeah.
That's how she's making me feel. Like, this is how you all feel. You all feel as if there's sometimes like, oh, she's just at work or, you know, she's away or, and I'm going to go up and I'm going to call her. Or she's going to be home when I walk through that front door.
Yeah. Yes.
So she says, she looked at me and she goes, they might never not lose that feeling, right, Teresa? And I go, maybe they won't. And I said to her, I go, because I don't know if someone's in therapy or if there's someone is a therapist or something like that, but it's who?
We're all
in therapy.
Listen, I'm in therapy. Don't worry.
Yeah. Or
I think the world should be in therapy. I love therapy. Do you have like a really big family?
We have a big
She keeps showing me the Waltons. Now, I don't tell me I'm too old to remember the Waltons, Dennis.
No, I remember the Waltons. Yeah, and sometimes it feels that way. Yes, to be fair.
Perfect. Because I almost feel like she's like telling me, like, "Oh my God!" She's like, "What are we gonna do? We got so many people to cover. We got to talk about this one, this one, this one." She goes, "Cause you know, as soon as they end up with this, I'm gonna go. Did mommy say anything about me? Did she say anything about me?" So I feel like she's saying right now, like, I'm giving a shout out to all of you. I love you. I'm still with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. So now being that she had me say that, I'm going to say this. There might be things that she might now talk about that neither of you can connect with. So that might be then we might have to ask other family members, okay? So the two things that she showed me first was I kept finding dimes or change. So does someone find change in odd places?
Several of us do, actually.
Yeah, and my niece just said she woke up the other morning. There was a dime on her pillow. She has no clue how it got there.
Know that that's from her. Okay. Know that that is, it's not that she's the dime, it's the soul, right. And it's always, it ends up, it's like, how did a dime get on my pillow? Like, it's not like I'm bringing my wallet to bed, right?
Right, right.
It's when these things happen, they go, how did that, oh, that's her.
Yeah.
So know that that's real, know that that's a clear sign and symbol from her. And I love how she just said, you might not connect with it, but you might have to ask other family members. For her validating part of the Walton family. The other thing is there's something about a phone. So when I see a phone, there's several things. The first thing with the phone is that it's my symbol for that either you think that you hear someone call your name or you think you hear her voice or you go to call her at times.
I go to call her all the time.
Then she goes, Teresa, she goes, then she gets mad at herself and she says, why would you do that? You know, she's passed away. Why would I even think that? She says, I want you to remember what I said in the beginning of the reading, because my soul is with you. You feel as if I am still with you in this exact moment. Know that that is me. And saying, I am with you. I know what's going on. What you were just about to call me about and tell me about, I already know. Is it, I don't even know how old you are. How was your, is it something with your job? Do you have something with your job? Are you getting a new job or something?
I'm potentially looking into a new position. Yeah. Okay.
So as if you would call mom and be like, what do you think of this about your job?
Yeah.
Knowing that she already knows. Now, were you trying to listen to her voice or who was trying to listen to her voice or trying to remember her voice?
Yeah, it's probably my youngest.
Okay. Yeah, she has a voicemail from my mom.
Is she still in school? How old is she? Is she still in school or college?
She's 20, yeah. She's in college. She's 20.
So know that, I just want her to validate that that's her. So know that when she does that, when she tries to, when she listens to the voicemail, tries to hear her voice, know that her soul is with her at that exact moment. Now, who is the other mother that is departed? Is it your mom, Dennis, or her mom?
Both, actually.
Both? Okay. So if you were wondering, oh, I wonder if she's with her mom. I wonder if my mom is with her. Fair enough, Dennis?
Yes.
No, showing that all of the souls are together. Okay. Where does the brother come in that's departed? Did someone lose the brother or the brother-in-law?
My sister-in-law lost her brother.
Oh, okay. So know that there he's there as well?
John.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because I almost feel like I've never seen this before. So, you know, like years ago, Dennis, when you would have in a basement all the holiday dinners and there'd be like 50 people, we're all crammed in the basement for Christmas, right? That's what they're showing me on the other side. Because I feel like even though you have a big family here in the physical world, there's a lot of ancestors on the other side. Big family, and they're all together. So sometimes when a soul, I want them to validate things that I've said, if I feel that it's common, they'll sometimes bring forward a soul that you were not expecting to hear from.
That could also be, I did have a half-brother who passed.
And did he die tragically?
No.
Okay. Who passed tragically was something with blood? Whether if it was internal.
That might have been John. That might have been my sister-in-law's brother.
To validate that all of the souls are together. Okay. Even if they didn't know each other here in the physical world, they know each other on the other side because it's the soul circle. Well, they're connected because they're connected to you. Dennis, did you not want to do the reading or were you nervous about doing the reading?
No, I definitely wanted to do the reading. I'm a combination of excited and totally nervous.
Okay. Because she's like, I'm so glad I pushed you to do it. Like, because I don't know if it's like, oh, I don't know if we should do this. I want to do this, but yeah. I don't know.
No, I'm totally on board.
Was that you, Alyssa?
No, I'm a big believer.
I don't know. My brother
is hesitant.
Oh, perfect.
So and it's not that he doesn't believe.
Yeah.
I think he's
just nervous. A thousand percent. But what I love is what she's doing. She's acknowledging the way that he feels. And that's okay. Because you know what? After the session, we don't want him to be like, shoot, I should have did it. Or, you know, or maybe I should have, you know. It's fine. A lot of times, seeing a medium is not for everyone, even if they believe. It's just not something maybe they feel they need to do, want to do, whatever it is, or they're nervous. But what I love what she's saying is like, it's okay. The healing is still going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at her and I said, well, why do I feel there's more to this? And she says, because I don't want, especially my son, to have any regret. No regrets. So I don't know if it's him, either of you, but she made me feel like that. She showed me my symbol for where it's almost like if I knew that she was going to die or die in this moment, I never would have done this or that, or I would have spent more time with her. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She just, all of a sudden started laboring my breathing. So did she pass from something of the chest and with the breath? And she keeps saying, stop saying if I had help sooner or if I received a different treatment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
She says, I cannot have you continually going over this. Now, let's face it, it's going to happen, right? You're going to think, but when spirit brings up things like this, it's almost like she says, you can feel it, but I want you to stop and remember me saying to you, no regrets. She says, I want you to start looking at things as quality of life versus quantity. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Do you still have her clothes, Dennis, or do you sleep with an article of her clothing?
I have not gotten rid of anything. She had a little pillow pet that she always had in bed, and I'm sleeping with that.
Okay. Some people can't bear to look at their loved ones' belongings. They immediately have to pack it up, donate it, or whatever it is. They make quilts, pillows, teddy bears out of the clothing. They do so many things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's your quilt.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, they have to keep it out. They have to keep it. If it makes you feel good and it brings you comfort and peace and it doesn't hold you back from moving forward in life, then you leave it all. On your quilt, Dennis, do you have a picture of her or is there a picture of her on it?
No. But a few years ago, before COVID, my sister-in-law she's a seamstress. I mean, mm-hmm. she quilts and does all of that stuff. So I asked her if she would make a quilt for Trisha's 60th birthday, which she didn't make it to 60. And she just sent it to me and I just got it.
Because I could see her, why I asked you, because she showed me the quilt, but I could see her picture right in the middle of it. So I don't know. Look, it could be something, Dennis, when you opened it, you saw her or you felt that you saw her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's all her favorite things.
It's mapped it out.
It's her kids. It's Christmas. It's tea. It's the beach. It's literally, it's her. And
you see her. You see her face when you look at it. What an unbelievable, amazing validation that her soul was with you when you received the quilt, but more importantly, supporting the decision. But it's almost like she's like, it almost brought you back to the day that she died.
Yes. It's still very raw.
And still unbelievable that she's gone. Were you guys just looking at pictures of her from when she was young? Because like she showed, when Spirit shows me a picture and I go, and I'm like, who is that? That's my symbol for when it's like a young picture of them. And it's almost like, oh, who was that? Oh my God, that's mommy. Like, I can't believe that that's her.
Okay. I was in my office. I have a home office. And I have two pictures of her from when she was a little girl. And I looked at both of them today.
So know that her soul was with you at that exact moment.
Yeah. I held them and looked at them today.
Were you guys together since a young age?
Yes.
Because she's showing me like you guys been through so much together. Like school and just every, and I feel like I've known you forever.
Mm-hmm.
She says you can never replace that with anything.
Mm-hmm. No.
You were going on a trip or something, or you were talking about a trip?
Yes, I'm taking my two youngest daughters on a trip. Okay. When in a couple of months.
Perfect. So know that your wife will be going in spirit. So take plenty of pictures, look for the blurbs and orbs and any distortion in the pictures. Know that that is her soul.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Do you connect with rainbows?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
Dennis, rainbows did it for you? The other stuff wasn't good? It was the rainbows?
I know. Well, and Teresa was so funny. After she passed, my youngest daughter and I had taken the dogs for grooming. And that night, I'd asked her to send me some signs. And I said, okay, one of the signs I asked for was rainbow. And I figured, all right, it's going to be months before I see a rainbow. You don't see them that much.
Right.
So we're out in where we met the Pequot, I think.
Yeah.
And on the way home, it started to pour. And then this gorgeous rainbow comes out. Teresa directly in front of us, like it was about to touch us.
Wow.
And I'm like, boy, you work fast. You know, I could not believe it.
That's crazy. So. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want you to realize, because a lot of people do that. They'll say, I want you to show me this. I want you to show me that. And I always say to people, if you're going to do that, you have to open up your scope. So it might not physically be a rainbow in a sky. It could be you walk into a stationery store and there's a card there with a rainbow on it. Or you walk.
Exactly.
Right? Or you walk into a Home Depot or Lowe's and you see, you know, they have those garden flags and there's a rainbow. So there are many ways that spirit will show the sign and symbol. I feel like there's going to be plenty of rainbows on your trip, or that you're going to see rainbows validating, supporting the trip, and more importantly, that her soul will be going with you. Do you have a picture of you holding her hand, or you guys holding hands?
Well, we have one from our wedding, and then that was, we always held hands.
Oh, okay. That's fine, because she just kept showing me holding hands, and she's...
Oh, Teresa, I swear, one night, in my sleep, I could feel her holding my hand. I felt it. And I wasn't awake. I was dreaming, but I literally felt her hand in mine.
I'm going to say this to you, Dennis. It wasn't a dream. It was her soul. You know what you felt. That's the thing with spirit. This is what I try to say to people. Nobody has to believe in what I do as a medium. I want you to believe in yourself, believe in an afterlife, believe, because you know what you felt, you know what you see. Nobody can tell you that that wasn't real, because it was as real could be.
It was real, yeah.
That was her soul, knowing that every experience that you have like this, you're not crazy. It's not your imagination. It's not wishful thinking. It is her soul giving you that constant validation of knowing that she is living life through your eyes and experiencing things with you just in a different way. Did she wear glasses as well? Who
Yes.
wears her glasses, or who was used them?
Abby does.
Yeah, my youngest. And then, you know, every time she sees the glasses, she gets a little upset, you know. But yeah.
Let your daughter know that her mother's soul is with her at that exact moment. Was someone going to get a tattoo? Because I feel like I'm shocked.
Oh, my God.
I am shocked.
Okay. So my middle sister says, one day, she and my younger sister come to my house and they say, okay, we have an idea. And we don't know if you're going to go with it, but we have an idea. So I said, okay. And they said, we want to get tattoos. And I think the week my mom passed, I said to my husband, I said, you know, if I was ever going to get one, now would be the reason. And when I told my sister that, you know, oh my God, we're doing it. We're doing it. I don't care. We're going to do it. You know, we have to. All three of us are going to do it. So There is discussion of it, yes.
It was not discussed with
Dennis. I see Dennis, and I love how she made me feel like, I am shocked. This doesn't mean that we have to get them or that we don't get them. It's validating that her soul is with you at the exact moment, and if you choose to do it, she supports the decision. That's it. Doesn't mean that we have to or that we should. She knows what is going on. Fair enough. Dennis, your wife just said to me, she goes, Teresa, she says, because those two, they do what they want anyway. She says, if I told them, don't do it, she says, they were running there yesterday to do it. She says, so whether I brought it up or not, they walk to the beat of their own drum.
That was my wife's personality too. You would never tell her not to do something, because then it would get done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did she love shoes? She just had me walk in the closet and I went, oh my God, I thought I had a lot of shoes.
Yes. a resounding yes.
Yeah.
She made me feel like almost like, yes, this is, besides my children and my family, like, this is my pride and joy, my shoes.
Lots of shoes. Yes.
Did you have an argument, Dennis, with someone after your wife passed? Or I don't know if it was while she was passing. Was she ill prior to her departure?
Not that we really knew of.
Okay, because I felt like it was like a doctor, or like, I don't know how to interpret this, because I almost feel like I could feel your frustration of like, how could we not know this?
Well,
that's how we all feel.
Okay. That's exactly how all of us feel, because
she was so diligent. She went to all the doctors. She did everything she was supposed to. She did everything they told her to do.
Just to stay on top of any health issues.
Yeah, she was on top of everything.
And nobody saw what they needed to see. It just didn't show up on any of the tests she ever had done.
Yeah.
And we're like, why wasn't something else done?
Yeah, we all feel that way.
So she says, now, look, I want you all to understand right now, this is very difficult for me to say this to you. She said to me, she said, Teresa, she said, this is what I talked about before, about quality over quantity. I feel like she has me going through like doctor pages and like reports. And she's like, there's nothing here. Like, how could this be? How could this be? She says, we can be as angry, upset, whatever it is. She says, but I need you all to honor and to know that in a way, that was a gift. And this is where I said, this is difficult for me to say this to you. Of, I guess, her way of saying that she wouldn't have survived either way. And the only thing that it would have done would have affected her quality of life. I feel like she always gives you this other side of the coin to look at. So when you feel that way and that anger creeps up and we don't understand, she says, I want you to remember that, what I just said. If something was detected, then what would have happened in these times?
Mm-hmm.
Because she shows me my symbol for it. It's like, and this is just my symbol, like pancreatic cancer. It's like, by the time that's detected, it's too late, right?
Yes.
So that's how she made me feel.
And that is really what happened. By the time they detected it, she didn't survive the test that they had to put her through. They only detected it because she had to go in for some tests, and that was it. That was it, Teresa.
But is it fair enough, Dennis, that if it was found sooner, that there would have been more things that she would have not experienced or would not have lived because of that, or been able to do because of treatments?
Yes.
She says, always remember, I would not have traded that for anything. When a soul puts me in a bed and they show me all souls standing at the end of the bed, that's my symbol for that, you know, that she was not alone when she died, that others came to greet her. Were you with her when she actually took her last breath?
Yes, I was.
Because she told me that you felt something in that room when she died. It's almost like I've never had this. She made me feel like you felt this energy, and then you felt her soul move right through you.
Yes, I did.
Know that that was her soul saying goodbye. She says, I really don't like goodbye, Teresa. She said, it was really, I'll see you later.
Yeah, she didn't like goodbye.
She says, but you felt something in the room before that. I don't care whether if it was hours before, a day before, but you felt this. I can't even explain how she's making me feel. It's almost like this, Like, it's almost like I'm being surrounded in peace. Like, it's almost like angel wings around me, or like I'm being consoled by souls on the other side.
There were a lot of people waiting for her, you know, and that was one of my, you know, wishes, that they were there to greet her, you know, and to be with her, because I didn't want her to be alone.
What a beautiful message she just gave you. Did you actually lay in the bed with her?
No, she was pretty much in an operating room.
Well, who laid with her prior?
Well, before she went in for the test, yes, I was laying in bed with her. I was with her.
Because she literally said to me, because this is your wife, she has me say all these sentimental things. And then she's like, geez, she goes, there was not even any room in the bed for me. He was hogging up the bed.
Sounds like her, yes.
So know that she says, I want you, when you go back and you say, how could this be, whatever it is. And it's almost like you can be as angry as you want. But I need you to love and honor yourself more than that. And I want you to remember that moment of us laying in bed together. Alyssa, you have children?
My son is 5 months old. And I gave birth to him 2 weeks after she passed.
So know that your mom held his soul before coming here into the physical world. And she says, you are such an amazing mom.
She really is.
She goes, he has my eyes, Teresa.
Oh, my God. He totally has her eyes.
Teresa, no one in my family or my husband's family has blue eyes. And my son has bright blue, like not gray blue eyes. And every time I look at him, you know, he'll make an expression, and it's her. Mm-hmm. I said, I swear she sent a piece of herself back to me.
So know that that's real. Know that it is her soul showing herself to you and saying, I am with you. I am loving. I'm supporting you. She also tells me, does your husband get annoyed, Alyssa, when the toys go off in the house for no reason?
He can, yeah.
Well, she says, it's me. No, she says that's me. So a soul can say, you know, they can make lights flicker. They can make the... They also have the ability to turn things on and off, and especially with children's toys and music. So know that that's her.
The one morning my husband said to me, he said, okay, he said, I think mom is messing with me. And I said, how so? And he said, our brand new oven wouldn't turn on. He said, I checked the outlets. I checked everything was okay. He said, everything else in the kitchen worked. The oven would work for 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden it was fine. I said, okay.
I love the fact that she was like, how angry your husband gets some, or frustrated he gets sometimes, but yeah. It's me. Mm-hmm. I love that. You have other children, Alyssa?
No, I don't. I just have the one.
Were you talking about having more children?
Our plan is to have more, yes.
Okay. Only because your mom holds a blanket. This doesn't mean that you got to go home and tell your husband, my mom said we're having more babies. They're there if you choose.
So, Teresa, congratulations on your granddaughter.
Oh, thank you.
This was my first grandchild, too. So.
Oh, there's nothing like it, right, Dennis?
Nothing. Oh, my God. Talk about unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the one joyous thing we've had in the last 5 months has been this baby. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I can't quite believe she never got to do all these things with him.
Well, she's doing them in spirit. So when he babbles at nothing and staring at the corner.
He does it every morning. He wakes up happy as a clam and he lays in his crib and he just babbles out loud. Totally content.
And we did see like a light flash through the crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're like, okay,
that's her.
Yep.
So know that that's her playing with him every morning. Were you just singing to him, you are my sunshine?
No, I don't believe so.
Then what nursery song, or were you singing to him?
Well, the nursery song is, his name is Mason, so we sing, you know, Do You Know the Mason Man instead of the Muffin Man.
Because You Are My Sunshine is, if it's not that song, then it's my symbol for some type of nursery rhyme or lullaby. So know that when you sing that, know that her soul is with you at that exact moment. Were you going to change the landscaping, Dennis, or something with the lawn?
My husband and I are planning on doing it. We're editing house.
Here.
Perfect.
So the spring is coming in. We're looking at some landscaping. It was something my mom and I always did together. So my hope was that she was going to help me design the yard.
Well, no. This is the thing. Like, how would I know that? I asked her for a validation that is her. Like, I always want more from Spirit, right? I always want. And she says, tell them about the landscaping. The lawn. So this might be something, Alyssa, when you're discussing plans, right?
Yeah.
And you get that little twinge. It's like, oh, that's mom telling me. Yep, this is the way to go. I'm going to go with this. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
So know that she will be there with you. Still guiding and loving all of you. For a soul that has not been gone that long, she did an incredible, incredible job of giving you all the gift of peace and comfort. I never like to use the word closure because I feel like it's so final. And I think she just proved here in this moment that it's not final. So continue to look for those rainbows.
Well,
and embrace every moment knowing that she is experiencing life through your eyes. I just watched your wife lean over and kiss you, Dennis, and she said, I'm sorry. She said that I'm sorry that I had to leave you all.
We're sorry too.
Teresa, I am every night when I put my son to bed, you know, I talk to her and I make sure that he's talking to her. I just want to know if she hears me.
She just validated clearly that she is watching over him. And there's going to be that moment where he's going to be talking about his grandma. And you're going to show him a picture of her. And he's going to say, that's the woman that plays with me.
Okay.
I am so sorry for the loss of your wife and Alyssa, of your mom.
Thank you.
She did an incredible job of giving us the gift and knowing that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world, but more importantly, that she is still with you all, loving, guiding, and protecting you all.
Thank you.
And completely healed and safe and at peace with all other loved ones on the other side.
Teresa, thank you so much. This was
wonderful. One other thing. Dennis, did you just go to church?
No.
Are you Catholic? I should have asked you if you're
Okay. I'm Catholic.
Were you going to church or was there something at church?
We had my son baptized.
Oh, okay.
But also her birthday was a few weeks ago and they had a mass in her honor and I couldn't go because I couldn't hear her name being said.
She says, I don't want you to feel bad about that. Because she literally made me feel like you just went to church.
Okay. Yeah, it was.
Do you have friends in the church or did she have friends?
Yes.
Because she goes like this to me. She goes, you got to watch out for those church ladies.
It's actually not a church lady. It's actually a priest who was like a brother to her. They used to make fun of each other all the time. And he's the one who said her mass and, you know.
They used to tease each other all the time. They adored each other.
Yeah. And he's a very dear family friend of ours. So.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So know that she says, I don't want you to feel bad about that.
Okay.
Remember, you have to do what works for you today. You bring her in every breath that you take. And know that she's supporting you. I wish you all the best, and I want to thank you for trusting me with the souls of your loved ones. They did an amazing job today, and I thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Teresa. This was
terrific. You're so grateful.
Very grateful.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Dennis.
And my name is Alyssa.
Experience with Teresa. I mean, there's a certain sense of calmness now that we have that we didn't have before the reading, and the ability for her to just share what she shared with us was amazing. You know, given our situation, it was just wonderful to have some time with her to do this.
Yeah, there were a lot of validations. We have so many people in our family have received so many different signs, and that was very validated today. And there's definitely, you know, this underlying sense of comfort that, you know, we aren't making this up. You know, this isn't in our imagination. This isn't in our head. This is truly, you know, my mom speaking to us.
When she mentioned a quilt, because I had had a quilt made for my wife, her sister made it. And I was going to give it to her for her birthday. She didn't make it to her birthday. And it just arrived. So, and I kept saying to my wife as I was talking to her, mention the quilt, bring up the quilt. And Teresa brought it up. Nobody could have known that.
No, it's the truth. And I have a 5-month-old son, and both my husband and I have dark eyes, and we both have dark brown eyes, and nobody in our families has blue eyes except my mom. And when Teresa said, you know, not only did she hold my son before he came to me in this world, but that she said, you know, and he has my eyes. And I knew it. I knew it. I said from the moment he was born, you know, his eyes are not gray blue. They are brilliant blue. And that's her. That's my mom. I think for me personally, when she said that the focus needs to be quality over quantity, it's a very harsh thing to hear, because obviously it was said time and time again, this isn't fair, this isn't right. But if that's really what she wants us to take away from this experience, then that's really what the mantra has to be.
And the affirmation that there is no right or wrong way to grieve.
Yes.
Right? It's about feel what you feel in the moment. And if this happens, fine. If it doesn't happen, that's fine too. It's doing what's right for you. And I think those are really important reminders for us to have, because we're always thinking about the things we could have done better. Right? Or we should be feeling a certain way. And it's just staying in the moment, you know, and allowing yourself to grieve the way you need to grieve.
And she did keep saying, no regrets.
Yeah, no regrets. That's a big one, no regrets. This was a gift. It was a wonderful gift. I'm so grateful we had the opportunity to do this with Teresa.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.